The federal government already has a program that pays for weatherproofing the homes of low-income people across the nation. But now that program is getting a boost. More money is being offered to more people under the federal stimulus. Neil Mosman of the Nebraska Energy Office says the state is getting more than $42 million for weatherization over about 2 years, compared to about $2 million in a typical year. That will pay for things like new insulation and weather stripping and upgrading to more efficient heating and cooling systems for lower-income Nebraskans. Mosman says those are the types of simple changes that can save a lot of energy.
In the energy world, energy efficiency is considered beyond the low-hanging fruit, actually the fruit that's laying on the ground that you can just go pick up. Those are the easiest dollars and the easiest savings to find.
The federal government already funds some weatherization work for people earning 150% of the poverty level or less, but the stimulus is expanding that to 200%, or about $42,000 for a family of four. Neil Mosman says the thousands of additional homes will create hundreds of jobs, many in the construction industry. Sitting in his workshop and office in an industrial park that butts up to a train track in Lincoln, John Reinick says he expects the stimulus to double the workload of his heating and air conditioning business in the coming months. He's gearing up by training apprentices and says he hopes some will become longer-term employees who can transition to other types of work after the stimulus dollars are gone.
We're busy now with the program, so getting busier is definitely, I've got to find that special HVAC technician that's an installer.
Mary Beth Rathy is director of Community Action of Nebraska, an association of local agencies that are responsible for overseeing most of the federally funded weatherization work around the state. Rathy acknowledges that there's been some concern about whether so much money can be properly spent in such a short time, but she doesn't expect that to be a problem.
Nebraska has some of the oldest housing stock in the nation, and so being able to do the number of things that need to be done to ensure families are living in a safe environment shouldn't be a problem. I think spending the money is not going to be as big a disaster or as big a dilemma as some of the agencies think it might be.
Rathy says the improvements can help families save several hundred dollars a month on heating and cooling costs. In addition to weatherizing homes, Nebraska is also getting almost $19 million to help local communities do things like install more efficient streetlights and retrofit government buildings. There's also more than $30 million for projects like energy education and renewable energy research. State officials say they hope to begin spending the weatherization money by early July. For NET Radio News, I'm Sarah McCammon.